Good morning, Joe and Alex show. What up?
Hey, I actually have something I want to say to Alex.
Okay, is this what we were talking about? Like, what can you do to make us upset, kind of? Because we're just about to get into that. 317-239-1009.
Yeah. Well, first, Alex, do you know why I would be calling right now?
No, I have no idea. Am I supposed to know who you are?
Are you sure? Because I don't think you want me to air this out, like, live on air for all of Indy to hear.
Well, is this for the whole show or is this just for Alex? What is this? Because it's the whole idea of like, trying to make us upset. For example, like my wife Lindsay makes me upset when she leaves toothpaste out instead of putting it in the medicine cabinet. I hate that mess. Like, that's what we're talking about. What do you got?
Well, this is a little worse than that. I actually saw Alex running away from my car last night after she keyed it and slashed my tires. And I actually know it was her. She was like a tiny little frame. She has long black hair. And she had covered up my Bernie sticker on my bumper, and Everyone knows how you feel about him.
Yeah. This is such BS. This is absolute BS. I was nowhere near.
I knew you were going to deny it. Yeah, I knew you were going to deny it, but, like, there's no, like, I took an iPhone picture of you, and I can, like, show that as well if you'd like.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
DM us at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. We have permission to post it, yes?
I mean, of course, yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you slash someone's tires and cover my Bernie sticker, you're not going to get away from it.
Okay, last night I was at a friend's house helping them put together furniture with my boyfriend, which is on my Instagram story, so I have an alibi. And after that, I was home watching Bachelor in Paradise in my house, and I have that on my Instagram story as an alibi. So this is completely fabricated, and I also would be probably a jailable crime. So, no, I would never do that.
Dressed like you, like, covered up my Bernie sticker. Like, I know how you feel about Bernie. Like, I mean, I just don't think it's a coincidence.
I would love to cover up people's Bernie stickers, but I would never do that.
You can't say that, Alex. You're almost self-incriminating right here.
I would do that, but I've never been the type of person that would ever damage anyone else's property. I've never done that in my life, and I never would do that. So
my heart is racing right now.
To be fair, like I mean, I don't think it's a terrible thing if you cover up somebody's sticker, like, because even though it's on their vehicle. To be honest, I thought to mess with Alex to put like a Hillary sticker on her car just as a joke, but I would never do that because that's
so
your car.
Good.
I'd be like, hey, nice sticker. You got there.
Yeah, I would absolutely never do that. Potentially go to jail and lose my job. So you're either making this up or just trying to piss me off.
And like Alex is saying though too, Melissa, that is like a big accusation right there because there are consequences for like if you're say she slashed all four of your tires,
all four and keyed my car.
Yeah, right.
How do you know it was her? You said it was a small frame and black hair.
Yes, and yeah, it looks exactly like her. Like, it's uncanny. Like, there's no way, like, someone just dresses her who happens to hate Bernie. Like, it's just, like, I'm 100% sure.
Alex does.
Okay, well,
hate
first
Bernie.
Of all.
Has this happened to your car before? Sorry, hang on. Has this ever happened to your car before? Like, or is this the first time?
No, I live in a nice neighborhood. No.
First of all, I hate Hillary a lot more than I hate Bernie. So if I was going to do it, if I was ever going to do that, which I never would, it would be over a Hillary sticker.
You're committing yourself to possibly doing so.
You're not making yourself sound better.
I have an alibi. I have an alibi.
Now, explain your alibi again. Hold on. It's on your Instagram story?
Yes.
My
alibi is I was at the my friend Lauren's new house. Me and the Egyptian helped her and her husband put together furniture. They just moved in. We're helping them unpack and stuff.
Okay, I'm watching it right now. How do I know you putting this furniture together was last night?
Well, because it only goes up for 24 hours.
Yeah, but you can post anything whenever.
You can see Bachelor in Paradise in the background. True. So the alibi is the timestamp, which is the show. You know what time the show airs. So, yeah.
So you didn't do it?
So either you're making it up or, yeah, I just didn't do that. If someone did that to you, it wasn't me.
The fact that you watched Bachelor in Paradise last night has nothing to do with the fact that my car is now destroyed.
So what are you doing? Are you going to press charges or what are you doing then, Melissa?
Well, first I wanted to confront you.
Okay.
Alex, is there anything you want to admit?
Nope, there's nothing I want to admit. I didn't do anything wrong. I'll go to court. You can write a police report and file 10 of them if you want to.
I already have.
Good.
You didn't put me on there, right?
I'm not scared.
It's Alex. It's not Joe. Like, I don't want the Joe and Alex show to go on the report.
I would never do anything, assault anyone, damage property, tell someone they had to lose their job or anything like that, even if they had differing views than me. That is not how I operate.
I am a
free speech purist, and no matter, did I dislike those candidates? Yeah, and I will admit that anytime, any place, but I would never damage or hurt anyone or whatever because of that.
Alex, I just have to be honest, and I'm not trying to incriminate you, but Liv, would you agree? Like, I know Alex isn't, she's loud and Alex will yell with you. That doesn't mean she's a violent person, but I could see Alex kind of keying a car, like,
okay,
in a moment of passion.
The only reason why I would say, normally I wouldn't be able to see her to ever do that, but the only reason why I would say it's weird is because we just had a coworker.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
Us yesterday,
you know what? This is such
that
crap.
She had someone keyed her car.
I'm not going around keying cars.
No, but guess what? But isn't she a big Bernie fan too?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay, you guys are so full of it. I'm not even. I have zero worry or anxiety over this because it is all crap, utter crap.
I mean, I knew you would deny it. I just feel like that's like a really cowardly thing to do, like not admitting something that you did. Like, how am I going to get to work this morning?
Who's cowardly? The person calling into a radio show trying to get 5 minutes of fame, making stuff up. I absolutely.
Why would I get 5 minutes of fame by saying you like ruined my car and my sticker? Like, that's not. I would say something else. It's not even like something that I would make up.
To be fair, Alex, to see Melissa's point here, like that's not something like, yeah. Do you know what happened to me one time? Alex from the Joe and Alex show keyed my car and gave me flats. I don't know if I'd brag about that. So, well, I don't know. Alex, are you gonna pay for her Uber or Lyft?
Hell no. You can walk.
I mean,
I didn't do anything to you.
I walked myself over to your radio station and like, literally like, this is like, I mean.
Good, come over.
Wait, wait, wait.
Come over.
Are you going to get revenge on Alex?
Of course I am. Like, you don't think. Like,
okay,
this,
yeah, the only one making threats is you. I have done absolutely nothing. You are more than welcome to tell the police whatever. And you know what? They're going to laugh at you.
I'm
because
being anxious.
I am not.
Hang on.
The only person anxious is her.
Hey. Let's wrap it up. We just got a text. All right, well...
a text from who?
You didn't get it from... Okay. We're not supposed to talk about this anymore. Let's move on. All right, Melissa?
Yeah?
Thank you for calling in this morning. Sorry about what happened, allegedly.
Okay.
I'm not, because I didn't do ish! I didn't do anything.
Okay, well, check your car for red spray paint because I know that you obviously, like, you spray painted my Bernie sticker, and it's not even, like, at this point, like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but this is, like, the first step.
Okay. You probably did it yourself. Like, 99% of all these crimes that people try to say are perpetuated by the right are all fake anyway.
Melissa, is there anything else you want to tell Alex?
Yeah, there's a lot I would like to say to Alex.
Well, just tell her the one important thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, this was all a big prank.
Okay, I knew it.
Look how red she is. Alex is so pissed.
I am not red.
Yes, you are. You look like a tomato.
I knew it. I knew this girl was full of it. I knew that it was
fake. Do you know who set it up?
Probably you two.
Yeah.
Liv the web girl. Boom. Hey,
it's Melissa. Probably one of your college friends.
Melissa, thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, seal the burn, Melissa. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I knew it was fake the entire time.
Oh,
I
really?
Knew it. Either she was making it up or I knew you guys set it up. I knew.
You kept going with it, though.
I knew because I've done that to you before, so I knew.
Oh.
Well, yeah, because what am I supposed to say if it isn't?
I wanted to get you because you always get Joe.
Yeah, you did.
And here's the thing. When Liv sent me this idea or this email, I'm like, oh, I know what this is. This is where they're going to tell me they're tricking Alex, but really they're tricking me again. I'm like, I know.
That's what we should have done.
Yeah, should have, would have, could have. All right,
oh
well,
my God.
Be on the lookout, Alex. I feel like you might get a Bernie sticker any day now.
No, brother.